We have a great, big, wonderful God, and he certainly loves each and every one of us. And he knows all of our hearts. He knows what's going on in your heart and mind. He knows what's going on in your situations. And he's saying, look, you know, don't be worried. Don't worry now. I've got you in the palms of my hand, and you're always before my face. And so whatever cares you got, whatever desires you got, just give them to God. Know that he's perfectly working in your life, and he's taking care of your heart, your mind, your emotions. He's a God that sees in order to provide. He's El Shaddai, he's Jehovah Rapha, he's a God that heals, he's a God that delivers, he's a God that makes a way where there seems no way. He's the God of all comfort, as it says in Corinthians, and he comforts us in all our tribulations or troubles. And that word troubles is like the mental pressures, and there's things that can go on. If we allow it to infiltrate our heart and mind, then it can steal our peace. And God is the God of peace, and so when we're in that perfect peace, we can hear his voice, we can hear his direction to our heart. And thankfully, you know, we got that gift of Holy Spirit in us, that eternal life, that Christ in us, the hope of glory. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So this newness of life is what we're to live in, because we have an old nature, an old programming that we have before we become born again. And we can always default to that old nature if we want to. And that's why we're to set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. And I think of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It says that he was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin. He didn't give in to the sin, temptations of this world, the temptation to walk away from God, the temptation to complain. But he took everything to the Father perfectly. And he set a wonderful example. And as we walk in newness of life, as we walk with that mind of Christ, we can walk just like him. Because the scripture says that as he is right now at the right hand side of God, so are we. So it's where we put our mind. And God wants us to have our mind centered on him. No matter what's going on, no matter what the outside winds are blowing, that we are not distracted by those winds and the howling of the winds and the roaring of the sea. But even in those situations, we've got our eyes focused on the Father. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou, God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And this word perfect peace is shalom, shalom. And it means completeness, it means wealth, it means peace, it means prosperity. And prosperity comes through peace. Prosperity in our heart and mind, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our responses. And no matter what may come up in your life, you can either react or you can respond. So God wants us to respond with his thoughts, his ideas, his inspiration. And, you know, when we move with that inspiration of God, we can keep in perfect peace. Even if you don't feel well, even if you feel tired and fatigued. See, the enemy likes to wear us down through the systems of this world. He wants us to look at the things in this world, because then if we look at the things in this world, then he can wear us down. He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, right? So what distractions can he bring in? He can only roar, but he can't bite. He's got no jurisdiction in the life of the believer. He's got no jurisdiction. You've been delivered from the authority of darkness. It says that in Colossians. And the only authority Satan's got is what you give consent to. So, you know, even when we got these emotional situations going on, we can let that affect our thinking, then our actions and our speech, our responses. But we just need to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. God says you lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. What does God say about this situation? How would God have me react? The just, you're just. If you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you believe God's raised him from the dead, you are just. Shall live by faith. We don't live by what we see with our physical eyes. But what we see with our spiritual eyes, you know, our spiritual senses we've exercised, and we respond in the new man, not the old man. And it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know what that means? It says that in Corinthians. It means you are as righteous as God. You are the righteousness of God. You're not as righteous of God in your own strength, but you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus if the Spirit of God dwells in you. And the Spirit of God dwells in you. So this is the great confidence that we have. This should be our confession of faith. Now, we've had a couple of challenging weeks with these flus and different things going around, feeling fatigued. But really, and you may not physically feel like it. I don't feel like doing fellowships. I don't feel like sharing with people. As a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ, as someone that is looking to God and is living their life unto God, you know, I speak with people on a daily basis. I have people call me every single day. Sometimes it's 5 or 10 or 12, sometimes more. And there's times in these last couple of weeks that I've been fatigued. I didn't have the energy. I just didn't have the strength to even want to speak. But when it come to someone calling, and God energized me to answer the call, the words flew out of my mouth. Now, someone may have looked and think, well, he don't see like he's really hot and on the ball, you know, because he's a little bit quiet and he's talking, but he's still speaking the heavenly words. Because, see, God's not affected by the things in the senses realm. He's not affected by our feelings. But what does put God to work is our faith. So if you're not feeling it, keep moving with God. Keep speaking. Keep declaring. Because you may feel to yourself, well, you know, I don't have a lot to say really, because it's been such a tough week. I've had some bad news. I've had different things go on. I've had setbacks. The spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. But when you decide to open your mouth, those words from God will be there. And you speak God's word into your own life. You say what you want, not what you see. You say what you want, not what you feel. You may not feel like it. Well, you know, brother, I can't make the Zoom tonight because I've just had such a tough week. Make that effort. Go the extra mile. Carry the coat. Take the shirt off your back too. Go the extra mile, because you will get blessed. God is the one that's going to bless you. God is the one that's going to encourage you. And you know what? When you go that extra mile, when you take that extra step, when you don't feel you've got any strength, when you feel like no one understands you and you're on your own, when you keep moving, God's reward is with him and with you in that moment you continue. And so we continue in the Spirit, because the Spirit is willing. The Spirit of God is always willing in you, is always ready to move, is always ready to give you the words that God wants you to speak, to give you the solution, the answer, the problem. A lot of people give in before they get that answer, and they don't mature in their walk. And so when a problem comes up, they stifle, they stagger. And, you know, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, and yes and amen. And God doesn't want us to stagger at his promises. If God says he's going to do something, believe me, my friend, he's going to do it. What's written in the scriptures, those great and precious promises that are for us today, they were spoken over 2,000 years ago, some of them longer. What personal word God has spoken into your life today, or maybe 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he not said it? Shall he not make it good? Whatever word's been spoken into your life through another believer, directly to your heart, a prophecy over your life, a direction, a word of edification, whatever promise God has spoken to you personally is going to come to pass. God will bring it to pass, because he said it, and he'll make his word good. He watches over his words to perform them. So what God has spoken and is recorded, that are addressed to us, the promises that are ours in Christ Jesus, he will bring them to pass every time we believe it, every time we hold on to it. And the personal prophecies that have been spoken into your life, God will bring it to pass. So never give up. And if you think, I know there was a promise spoken into my life in 2003, and God's bringing it to pass, because God is faithful. Abraham, God said to Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations. Now, he wasn't at that time, in the physical sense, the father of many nations. But God said, I have made you the father of many nations. It took 25 years for that promise to be realized. And God is mightily at work. I'm telling you, the word of God is running swiftly throughout Bristol, United Kingdom, and Europe. It's running swiftly. It's running very quickly. And devil spirits are running away, out of our way. They are afraid of us because the light of God that is working in us and coming through us, they are clearing out the way. And so God's word is going to get accomplished even more. God is going to bring those laborers. The laborer is someone that is hungry for God. A laborer is someone that's ready to receive the heavenly words from God and have a willing heart to do it. Jesus said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he, the Lord, God, will send forth those laborers into the harvest. We're wise to do that. If our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said it, we'd be wise to do that. So here in Bristol, the people that are connecting to me, and now I'm encouraging the other guys, really strongly pray for that one hungry person. Because God knows where they are, and there's thousands of them all around us. We don't know where they are, but God does, because God is the searcher of all hearts. And just like an aeroplane, if it's going to land at an airport, the runway needs to be ready to receive the aeroplane. Now, you are the airport, and you are the runway. If you're not ready to receive that laborer, it's not going to come to you. But when you start to pray to the Lord of the harvest, Father, you send me that one hungry person. You send them to my airport, and I'll be willing to speak to them whatever you want me to declare to them. That's being ready. Then God will bring to you that one hungry person. See, it's not about the masses initially. It starts with the one, just the one person, and then we feed them the anointed words of God that he's inspiring in our hearts in lifetime. That revelation and knowledge, wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, what God has given us to say right now, right today, to the people's hearts. The humble ones are the laborers. The laborers will receive those words gladly because they got a ready heart. And then they will go and do them. See, my job is not to connect you to me, right? And if you're a pastor or a minister in one way, shape or form, your job is not to connect people to you. But whoever comes to you, you give them the heavenly words from God and you connect them to go to God. See, each believer has the Spirit of God, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And so each individual is free to move with God, and God's going to direct those individuals where to connect, to be fed, where to move, and what encouragement they need that's going to set them on fire for God. I was sharing in my one-on-one today with a wonderful believer who's doing so fantastic, how in 2014, myself and my wife, we were in Spain, and we was at a wedding, and that afternoon, everyone went home for a siesta in Spain. They have these nice siestas in the afternoon, and I fell asleep, and Kim fell asleep, and in the dream, there was me and Kim. We were outside, and inside, there was all these believers inside this room having a meeting, and Kim said, we better go in. I said, no, I'm not going in there. Not everyone's right in there. I don't want to go in there. And I wouldn't go. And then these believers were coming from that room, down a hallway, into the dining room. And Kim said, if we go into this side room, we'll be, by the time we get in there, we'll join at the end of the queue. And so it doesn't look like we've been missed. I said, okay, we'll do that. So I done this in the dream. and everyone was getting their food, and I was the last one in the queue, and everyone had eaten all the food, and I come to a bowl of salad which was empty, and all was left in that bowl was the oil. And I got to the bowl and I was thinking, man, these people are not really walking with the love of God. They're not walking by the Spirit. They left nothing for me. Like, where was the heart? And then God says, Lawrence, eat the oil. And I'm like, eat the oil? Like, that's not going to taste really good. Eat the oil. And when I ate that oil, I obeyed. And God was literally speaking to me in this dream. And God says, anoint. And as I was eating this oil, God says, anoint my fields with oil. Feed my people. Anoint my fields with oil. Feed my people. And God kept repeating this to me in this dream. And I actually woke up saying this loud out of my mouth in real life. And my wife said to me, what are you saying? I said, anoint my fields with oil. Feed my people. I said, get me a pen and a paper. And I had to write this down. That was in 2014. I didn't get the full understanding of it, but I knew it was God. It was very distinct, very peaceful, and I was excited, and that's all I knew about it. It wasn't until I went to America, and I had all these teachings to prepare, that I prepared to teach in all the different fellowships. I went where Donardo lives, and I went to New Mexico. We went to Juarez, we went into Mexico, that nice, beautiful, peaceful city of Juarez. And we went all over Texas, we went to New York, we went to Appling, Georgia, we went everywhere. And every time I got up to speak, even though I had these teachings prepared, I didn't refer to any notes, the words just flew out of my mouth. And then on the way home, and everyone was really blessed by what God was working in my mouth to speak. And when I come home, I'm on the plane, and God said to me, you anointed my fields with oil. And you fed my people. And I said, how, Lord? How did I do that? He said, well, the fields are the fellowships that you went to. And the anointing was my words coming out of your mouth that I gave you to speak. That's how you anoint my fields. So the laborers are the ones that need to go into the field. But they need the heavenly words from God that will activate them today, right now. If each one of you desire your own labor, God will send them to you if you're willing to speak what God puts in your heart to speak and to give them the sound doctrine. And we have to be clear, what is the sound doctrine? I said this the last three fellowships now. The sound doctrine is what comes from the Spirit of God. That is the sound doctrine. Now we can do a whole teaching on that, but that is the sound doctrine. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and life. I speak what my Heavenly Father gives me to speak. And we recognize also there was one time, recorded time, in the scriptures where Jesus went into the synagogue and there was handed to him the scroll of Isaiah, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, recovering of sight to the blind and healing and all this stuff, right? And he said, this day the scriptures fulfilled in your ears. How would he know to say that? Because he was being led by the Spirit of God. If we're going to see great things happen, we got to come away from men's traditional Bible teachings, because it's men's working of it. And God wants to give you his spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what will get the things activated. That's what gets the things flourishing. Also with our confession, what we're saying. Carl Mortner vouched for this, because he was with me in India when we sat down with the leaders at that time, when there wasn't so much great growth that there is now. And one of the leaders was saying, yes, we declare that devil spirits are running out of this country, that we're moving the word all over the world. What they were doing, they were prophesying. They were speaking as they were energized by God. And now that's happened. Now, after these wonderful women from America visited us here, God showed me distinctly and very clearly, now pray and encourage people to pray for the laborers, because God's ready to send them now, because people's hearts are ready. People's hearts that are willing to do what God wants, he's going to send those laborers if you pray for them with an earnest desire. See, I pray for this laborer that I want God to send me, like it's my biggest need. That's earnest prayer with an earnest desire. and God is going to send. You watch. And he's sending them. And when I get that one labourer, God will send me another one. I'll start praying for the next one. This is how God's word will move all over the world. And God can also add many more. Like on the day of Pentecost, when Peter received the Spirit, what did he do? He stood up and he declared. And God gave him many other words. And the same day they were added, what, around 3,000 souls. Now those 3,000 souls become born again. And it says those 3,000, these were the labourers, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Not the Pharisees' doctrine, not the Sadducees' doctrine, or anybody else's doctrine, but in the apostles' doctrine. What God was bringing to their mind at that time to speak and to declare and to remind them. I spent a lot of the focus was on what Jesus Christ accomplished and how God raised him from the dead, and now he's at the right hand side of God, and the same fashion they see him go, he's going to come back. And now we're in these last days and we need to move. See, the last day started at the day of Pentecost. Right? And our focus isn't end times. Our focus is now, today, the grace of God. This is what we declare. This is what we speak. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And that takes preaching the good news. The good news is about the Lord Jesus Christ and what God done by him. That God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, reconciled the world to himself. And he was able to do that because the Lord Jesus Christ was submitted unto God to do the will of the Father. He didn't do his own thing. He listened to God all the way through. And now it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you can do the same thing. And if you take care of God's business, God is going to take care of your business. Rather than focusing on your things in your life, start focusing on God's things and what he wants you to do. When you start doing that, all the needs that you've got in your life will start to get met one by one. If you've got debt here, bring you out of debt. If you've got lack of money here, prosper you. Whatever the need is, if it's health, if it's relationships, God will restore the order. And whatever the enemy's stolen from you, God will restore to you 7, 8, 9, 10, a million times according to your faith. God is a good God, guys. He loves you. He's our heavenly Father. He's not just God, he's our daddy. He's Abba Father, in other words, daddy. And he wants to lead you. He wants to inspire you. He wants to give you his good words to declare and speak. And God, by you, the millions will come. By you. I'm talking to every individual on here because this is God energizing. And God's saying, if you would be obedient to me, if you receive these words gladly, if you follow this sound doctrine, and you connect where I tell you to connect, I'm going to make you liberated. You're going to have a great ministry. You're going to have people come to you from the east to the south, to the north to the west, from all over Bristol, from all over the area where you are. And God's word is all over the world from where you live, from where I live. It's word over the world from Bristol. It's word over the world from Norway. It's word over the world from France. It's word over the world from Florida, and where you live, and where you live, Aisha, and where you live, Sakina, where you live, Josh. Let's stop being followers of man and start following the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get some holy boldness and declare what needs to be declared. Let's speak the heavenly words from the heavenly Father. And God may give unto you the spiritual wisdom and revelation. He may give it unto you. It's dependent upon your willingness to do what the Father puts in your heart and to be obedient to him. This obedience is a joyous thing. It's not like a schoolmaster's obedience. It's doing the will of God from the heart. And you are sons of God. You are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. Where there's joys and pleasures forevermore. Where there's that joy and rejoicing. And all the blessings that have been promised to you, they're spiritual. And the way you bring them from the spiritual into the physical is through your words and your actions. What God gives you to do. But if you think you know it all, if you think you've got an angle on the truth, you're going to fall flat. You're not going to get anywhere. God says, now be humble, receive these words. Do these things that I've given to you now, and I'm going to bless you. And it starts off with each one going to God. Father, you show me. Father, you open up my heart. See, because you've got that Spirit of God in you, and you don't need any man teach you, because you've got the Spirit of God living and dwelling in you. But God has called us to the one body, and he's given those ministers that will direct the body, because we're being directed to feed God's people, not to go to them, not to go to the leader, but to go to God. And so people come to me for one-on-ones because they want to be encouraged. They want to become strong. And the ones that are coming and receiving my words gladly, not as the words of Lawrence, but as it is in truth, the word of God, it's effective in them. Their lives are changing. They're coming from darkness to light. They're coming from poverty to prosperity. They're coming from sickness to health. They're coming from an unsound mind to a sound mind. And it's the same will happen through you if you say, yes, here I am, Lord. You send me. I will do exactly what you want me to do. I will follow your lead. And this is the life to live. This is the best life. And yeah, we all go through different things. But it's we bring our minds back to who we are in Christ, that we are sons of God with power. In this day and time, we are the lights of this world. We're the ones that are going to reconcile people back to God today. Jesus Christ, when he walked, he reconciled people not to himself, but he reconciled them back to God. It was God by Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, it is God by you. And it's Christ in you, and it's Christ in you, and it's Christ in you, and it's Christ in you. Now you move with God. Now let's start walking in that power. And let's demonstrate that spiritual power. Not with our knowledge, let's not come off with our knowledge, but it's in the demonstration of the Spirit of power that we move. This is God's calling card. This is God's light to the world. This is God's deliverance to people. Devil spirits have to obey your word. They have to obey your word. When you command the devil spirit to leave, they have to obey you, because it's you're using that name of Jesus Christ. You are as he is. If you command healing to someone, if they got a heart to receive and they got faith, they will be healed. If you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You can raise the dead. People are being raised from the dead in India all the time. One person was dead 7 days and they were raised from the dead. One person was dead and had their organs taken out, and a leader come along and raised him up from the dead, and he's living, and he had his organs taken out, all the good ones, and God restored. Nothing's impossible with our God. So God wants your faith energized. He wants you to really trust in him. He's really with you. You don't need a PhD. You don't need a master's degree. You've got Holy Spirit. You are qualified. God has qualified you. So this is what it's just come to my heart to share with you guys, that really, as Jesus is, so are you in this world right now. You are powerful, guys. You are powerful, not in your own strength, but because you've got the Spirit of God dwelling in you. And you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. All you have to do is decide to do it. Decide to be strong. And when you do that, God will infuse his strength into you. You can do all things through Christ with strength in you. Stagger not at what I'm saying. Abraham didn't stagger at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now you go and give glory to God that, yes, God, through your son, I'm going to do this. Through that power of the Spirit of God in me, I'm going to live my life unto you. I'm going to declare your word boldly. And I'm not going to be messing around with different doctrines. I'm going to be led by you. And you give me those perfect heavenly words that will bring light and deliverance to people. So this is an exhortation to really walk with God. Time to get focused. God says, get serious about me now. Really get serious. Stop playing church and get serious with me. Do you want to move? Do you really want to see signs, miracles and wonders and people delivered? Do you want to see people come from darkness to light? Do you want to get people out of their sick beds? Do you want to see people raised from the dead? Well, you can see it. Say, yes, Lord, I want to see that. Now work in my life. I want to do what you want me to do. Then go and connect where people are doing it. Go where the faith is. Go where the sound doctrine is coming from. Because you can do this. You don't need a leader to tell you to do it. You can do it. It's God in Christ in you, baby. The hope of glory is God in Christ in you. Let's get excited about this. Man, I don't miss fellowship because I know I'm going to hear from God. And I know I'm going to speak by God. I don't have to run off early either because I feel tired. But I stay the course. I don't want to miss a thing, baby. I don't want to miss a thing. What about you? Don't just go through the motions. This is life and living. Let's be excited. On fire for God. You know, on fire. As I say to my little grandson, fire of the Lord, Fanini goes, ooh. So this, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, let's have that joy and rejoicing. You've got so much to rejoice about. Don't be sad. Listen, if people walk away from you, don't be sad. If people reject you, don't be sad. Because my God says he'll never leave you or forsake you. And if you're willing to do what he wants, he'll bring you into a pleasant land. A land flowing with milk and honey in our day and time. A land of abundance. A land of healing. A land of joy and peace. You wake up in that morning with that peace dwelling in your heart. No matter how you feel, you know that peace is there. And say God's word. Speak God's word. Say what you want. What you want tomorrow, say today. Declare it today. You have millions of laborers. You have many ready-made fields. God's word is moving all over the world and nothing's going to stop it. From Bristol. And you can say from Norway. From Florida. From Carolina. From where you live. From wherever you are. God is doing amazing work for you. From Wales. Sarah, like God's going to work mightily in you. And you just receive these words. Take my face out of it. These are the heavenly words. God says, receive my words now. And so if you receive them, you'll get the manifestation of what was spoken. So God bless you.